All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome in, each and every one of you, to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. I wrote down on the little tease on the title of this top story, Kaepernick gets blackballed. Butker gets nothing. I'll get to that in a second. Because I've been thinking about it, and then I saw that there was a writer from MSNBC who thought the same thing and even expanded upon it. And I found it to be exciting and interesting. Well, it's exciting for me to know that someone else who gets paid handsomely to offer their opinions was thinking about the same thing that your old pal EZ thought of. And I dare anybody to punch a hole into this and try to explain to me what's up, what's down, what's good, what's bad, what's left, what's right, all that shit. Okay, now in the background, you see Darla there. I was ready to go, E-Rock, at 9 a.m. with this show. It's 10:16 right now. That's the dog that I referred to you as Harvey Dent. Because she's got the brown on one side of the face and white on the other. I finished up the radio show at 9 a.m. today. And I was ready to go with this show. Now, all leading up to 9 a.m., this is what happened. I'm playing like a 10 years after song or an Aerosmith song or some shit, and she starts crying. So I did the old, okay, I got to make sure it's on auto so that the music program will play the next song. Okay, great. And this is the same thing that one time I had it on not auto. And I went out, I'm in the middle of the street listening to the station on the app while I'm letting the dog out. And then the song ends and there's dead air. I'm in the middle of my street going, oh, fuck, shit. But no, that was all good. So she's like acting like she has to pee. So I all right, let's go. This is like at 6:30. I let her outside. And she's one of these dogs who, if anything distracts her, she won't go pee. And so we're out there and I know I'm running short on time. I go, I got to get back in here. So the 6-7 minutes we spend out there, she does nothing. I bring her back in. This happened probably 3 or 4 times. And it got to a point where I think she's got me figured out or something. Because that was the case all morning long. So finally, the show finishes, and now I'm not tied to, you know, my setup here. So I let her out again because she's again crying. And she, same thing. So I go, well, we got to do this. I can't start the podcast until you go. So I go, I guess I'm taking you for a walk. And holy fuck. And that's, you know, there's cars everywhere. There's people taking walks on their own. Everybody's dog is out. So she's completely distracted. And she did go. She peed and she pooed. But it took like forever. I walked like a mile around the neighborhood. And then she finally went. And then I noticed as I'm walking into the neighborhood that the cul-de-sac, the garbage man was there yesterday. And he picked up all the yard waste from everybody. And there's huge puddles of AIDS fluid that has collected on the ground where he would stop and then dump it. And then he'd drive through his own puddle. So it leaves tracks all the way through the cul-de-sac. And it looks like shit and it smells like shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I take a look at it, and I got her, and she's ready to go inside now. And I go, I think I'm going to call. I think I'm going to call the guys who picked the shit up and not complain, but just kind of like. So I did. I was good. I wasn't an asshole. They pick up, and I go, hey, buddy. So this is what happened. And he goes, okay. That's probably the juice from everybody's yard waste bin seeping out of it. I go, so that is that unavoidable? I mean, is that like, I don't remember that happening every single time. And he goes, well, no. Actually, it is avoidable. Nick says, yeah, that's called garbage juice. And that's the word he used, juice. And he did it like 3 or 4 times. He says, yeah, it's yard waste juice. And then the flies are all attracted to it, and the dogs are like, oh, this is great. And the dogs want to roll in it. And so he goes, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back into the shop, and I'm going to check that particular truck and make sure that the seal's good. Now, and then I went, okay, buddy, thank you. Now, what that translated to is, hey, yeah, fuck off. I'm going to make up some crazy thing that I'm not going to do, and you're not going to do a goddamn thing about it. Goodbye. Click. So I go, oh, cool. You're going to go check the seal on that truck. All right. Awesome. All right. I'm sure that'll do a lot. And then I hung up, and I like, oh, God. He is thinking to himself, some old asshole, wherever, just talk to me. And I'm, because that's me now. If you're a guy who calls the local garbage company complaining about yard waste juice on the street, you are officially an old fuddy-duddy. Bust out the New Balance tennis shoes. Tuck in your t-shirt to your dad jeans. Strut around with your fat gut, yelling at kids to stay off the lawn. That's what you do. That is me right now. Motherfucker. Megan says, old man. Nick says, it's Karen Zane. Ryan says, there's no magical seal in that piece of shit garbage truck. You're right. I'm such a dick. Thank you to Adam Davis. He just threw $10 at me for Patreon tier 2. E-Rock says, it's so annoying. New Balance is rebranded and trying to get younger people to wear them. Yeah, fuck that shit. Those are ours. Okay? Old fucks like us need that shit. I want to share something else with you right now that just popped into my head. This is, of course, my usual work attire, t-shirt and sweats. But this is the first. Okay, I have the gray Croc that I just took off my foot, and you can see it. And while I was looking for the gray Croc, I couldn't find it, but I found the black Croc. I'm giving up so much that I'm wearing 2 different Crocs right now. The gray and black. They look similar on camera, but they are not. Oh, fuck. That is the world I am in. And you know what? I have to wear these. Because some folks say, well, why do you even wear shoes in the house? And, well, look, this all goes back to that old man thing. The plantar fasciitis is real with your old pal EZ, so I have to wear this. Aram says, yeah, that's his chainsaw gear, and you're not kidding. This is the actual one that I wore right there. See, there's the hole. That hole there, this is where the chainsaw went in. You can see it. Into the side. It went through my croc into the side of my foot. All right. E-Rock says, I'm sending you a ton of those stupid things people put in the holes. Oh, aren't those called gibbets, I think? I love those things. Ryan says, you know, just this year I started wondering if it was time for me to don the croc. Well, I need to know how old you are first. Not that that matters. You can live the old man. You can, you know, carry the old man vibe at any age. Okay? E-Rock says, people around New York City wear pajama pants, sweatpants with Crocs, just walking around like it's acceptable. Yeah, that's me. That is me. Sweatpants, Crocs. Yesterday, I went back to the tire place because it's the Eric Zane Show podcast tour of getting snow tires taken off cars week. And I walked in wearing the same shirt, same T-shirt I had on the day before. These blue sweatpants and Crocs with socks. Oh, my God. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's bad. I either wear sweatshirt, T-shirt, sweatshirt, and Crocs, or suit and tie. That's my wardrobe right now. The only time I'm not wearing the getup that I'm wearing right now is when I'm going to a hockey game. Don't like pants. All I love, I've been wearing sweatpants for the last 6 years. It's fantastic. And it is acceptable, E-Rock. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. You should be wearing sweatpants with Crocs. It's comfortable. It's not like you have to see anybody or interact with people. What the fuck? Kenny says they make lights, put them on in the holes in the toe area. Oh, I love those. Croc flip-flops, those are a winner too. E-Rock says there is someone in our building we see time to time wearing the Lucky Charms Crocs. Oh, yes. E-Rock says, no, I have not given up on life yet. Oh, it's coming. Because you're an old bastard too. I don't think you're as old as me. But I think you're what, 45, 46, something like that? Megan says you can also get speakers for the croc holes. Uh-huh. All right, so 22 of you packing the house once again for the old Eric Zane Show podcast. I want to get into this story before I talk about Kaepernick versus Harrison Butker. This is unbelievable. This is happening right now. The number one golfer in the world is Scottie Scheffler. He won the Masters most recently. He's favored to win the PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky at the Valhalla Golf and Country Club. He was supposed to tee off at 8:35 this morning or something like that. He had a decent first round, I think, unless it got rained out. I have no idea. But anyway, he's golfing in the PGA Championship. Of course, he's the number one. But he's what Tiger Woods used to be. Well, anyway, he's driving into the golf course this morning, and he sees brake lights. And he's like, ah, oh, come on, I got to go. I got to prepare myself. You know, I'm a goddamn professional. I'm the number one in the world. I shouldn't be waiting for a goddamn traffic jam. He's honking on the horn. Come on, get rolling down his window. Come on, hurry up. What the fuck? Hurry up. And so he's, you know, he wants to get into the facility. Well, what he doesn't know, at least I'm speculating here, but what has actually happened, and maybe it was out of his sight, maybe he's not aware, I don't know, but a pedestrian has been struck by a shuttle bus and is dead in the middle of the fucking road. Some guy was walking along and he got greased by one of the shuttles that takes people in to watch the PGA Championship. This is a huge event, you know? So that fucker's dead in the street and the cops like, oh shit, oh my God, paramedics, EMTs. And Scheffler says, yeah, fuck this. And he does that thing, like if you remember in the Blues Brothers, when Jake and Elwood chase the Illinois Nazis off the bridge, he like puts it in the median and pulls out from traffic and stomps on the gas. And he goes, foof, 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 foof. He's driving by everybody and he comes to the actual accident scene. Well, there's a cop there and he goes, stop, stop. And he does not. So the cop does a TJ Hooker and grabs onto the car. And he's being dragged by Scottie Scheffler into the golf club. This was all witnessed by an ESPN writer. I forget his name. I think it was David Montgomery or something like that. And so he's like got his Starbucks. He's watching all this unfold. Because he's waiting for Scheffler. And he goes, oh, there's Scottie. Oh, shit. Why is he doing that? Uh-oh. And so Scheffler finally stops. And the cop composes himself. The cop is injured. And Scheffler rolls down his window. According to the eyewitness, the ESPN writer, he says, can I help you? And the cop grabs him by the shoulders and arm and fucking pulls him out of the car. And he slams him up against it, puts his arms behind his back and fucking slaps the cuffs on him. Scheffler looks over at Montgomery, the witness, the ESPN writer. He goes, can you help? What? And then the guy's not helping. He's just standing there with his latte looking at this all unfold. And the cop says, you better not even come over here. Get away from my crime scene. Scottie Scheffler's going to jail. Quote. He's got to tee off in a few hours. So he is fucked. Oh, my God. All right. That's all just me kind of like paraphrasing a lot of what happened. But that's pretty true. I mean, that is true. Basically the article here talks about everything, but these are the charges: second degree assault of a cop, which is a felony; third degree criminal mischief, which is a misdemeanor. And then he got a reckless driving violation and disregarding traffic signals from a cop, which is a misdemeanor. So, ultimately, so they went and they, this is a mugshot. They threw him in the orange in the county jail, Scottie Scheffler. And so then he bonded out quickly, and I think he just teed off. I think this all happened this morning because, like I said, he was going to tee off just before 9, and then the tournament was like, oh, fuck. All right, well, let's see how quickly he can get out of jail, and then we'll wait. And they actually waited for him, so then he tees off. Now, this is an opportunity here for Scottie Scheffler because if he performs well in the face of that shit – okay, this is the guy. I missaid his name. It wasn't David Montgomery. I don't know why that was in my head. This is the guy, Jeff Darlington, the reporter who saw it all. He shot video. Here is a video that I took of Scheffler being arrested.
Guys.
Dude. He goes, can you please help me?
Step back.
Back up.
I'm back.
You see that? He goes, guys, can you please help me?
Guys.
What the fuck's this guy going to do?
Guys.
Dude,
Step back.
Back up. Or
I'm back.
Go back. Back up or you're going to jail also.
I'm back.
This is great. It's really not great. I mean, a guy died here. Some pedestrian got greased. And, but this is guys, something. The entitlement by Scheffler.
What do we do?
I'm staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
Now, do you have
first,
a question?
I'm media. I'm
okay.
a reporter. Okay.
Okay.
So that's all. I just want to make sure that's
okay.
Known.
But you need to step back
no
over here.
No
now.
Problem. You got it.
Okay.
Holy shit! All right. So, I mean, let's let the punishment fit the crime here. I'm with Scottie Scheffler. Okay. If I'm the number one ranked golfer in the world and there's a traffic jam in front of me and I want to get into the clubhouse to get prepared because I've got millions of dollars riding on this, I would have done, or at least I would have thought or attempted to do the same goddamn thing. However, until I know more about the stop itself and the cop who got injured and all that shit, I mean, fuck, I don't know. This probably won't amount to that much of anything. And in my opinion, it opens the door for probably the greatest sports performance of all time. If Scottie Scheffler can win the PGA Championship, and now I'm going to watch, and I don't give a fuck about golf. I'm going to watch that shit because I want to see how this fucker does. Rebecca calls him a dick. Tyler says if Scottie Scheffler was black, he'd have a bullet between his eyes. Oh, my God. Tyler says classic case of I'm a celebrity pro athlete. I can do whatever I want. Megan says he made the mistake of not calling 911 before breaking the law. Certainly. I would say when it comes to the apology, okay, you can't apologize. You can't do that. I'm not going to apologize. I'll just say, yep, that's bad judgment right there. That is poor judgment. And this could all have been avoided if I had just remained calm. But you can't, like, apologize. I think apologies are overrated. You have to just say, yeah, I pretty much deserved everything I got. You know? I deserved it all. And I'll just try not to make that same mistake again. That's an awful thing that I did. Fuck it. It didn't kill anyone. It's a bummer that somebody died. He does deserve to go to jail. He does deserve to be prosecuted, afforded anything that should be afforded a regular citizen, easily buy his way out of this, probably pled down to a misdemeanor and a nice donation to the Policeman's Benevolent Association of Louisville, Kentucky, and away we go. No harm, no foul. But that's some high drama. Bummer for the guy who got greased and bummer to his family. Now, I just don't want to be in a world where the guy's dead and then the family of the deceased somehow finds a way to blame Scottie Scheffler. He didn't have anything to do with it. Who knows what the fuck happened? Corey says there will be no apology. He more than likely honestly thinks he did nothing wrong. Tiger has had some DUIs, could create a clothing line out of the mugshots, says Blue State Rob. All right. Well, there's that. And so he just started golfing. So I'm anxious to see how he does today. Scotty Scheffler update. He tees off in round two after releasing a statement on the arrest. This is where the publicist really earns their dough. They're woken up out of bed, and they absolutely are pressed into service. Here's the statement. This morning, I was proceeding as directed by police. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought was I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective. Scheffler was released on his own recognizance and arrived at the golf club at 9:12 a.m. All right, that's it. This morning, this is from the course. We were devastated to learn that a worker with one of our vendors was tragically struck and killed by a shuttle bus outside of the golf club. Okay, so I think, you know, I mean, if you're Scottie Scheffler, even if you were like, yeah, fuck this, like goddamn Kenny Powers or some shit, and just, you know, said, I got to get in there. You can still deny till you die and say, yeah, there's a misunderstanding. I thought he said go. That's what I swear to God I thought he said. You can get away with that. I mean, that's what I would do. You just lie through your teeth. It's no biggie. I do it all the time. Corey says, wow, there's a lie in the first sentence. Well, I don't know how we can prove that. Because his first sentence says, I was proceeding as directed by police officers. So that's, if that's what he's saying, it's going to be his word against the cops. And that might have been the case. We don't know. You see, that I don't know why you guys are putting the cart before the horse. That's what he said. I'm going to take him for his word. We'll find out. All right. But that was a big deal today. My God, that even gave me something to talk about on Q100. Chris says, I thought he was riding the hood to guide me. Corey says he did it on purpose, and more than likely, he's probably also a pedophile. All right. So I got to thinking about all of this nonsense with the kicker for the Chiefs, Harrison Butker. So he bashed the gays. He bashed gender identity. He bashed Pride Week. He's talking all this crazy shit about COVID and all that other nonsense. I don't give a fuck that he's bashing Biden. But the big deal was Butker talking about women need to be in the kitchen. You need to be having babies. You've been told a great lie by wanting to strive for careers where you have titles of vice president and president. You've been fed a lie because the most noble occupation is homemaker, like my wife, Isabel. You know, here you got this guy, he's worth millions of dollars, and his wife has the luxury of being able to stay at home. He doesn't even consider the fact that all these people have worked very hard to find their lot in life. And at the graduation commencement ceremony, he insults everybody there by saying, yeah, you know, I know you studied hard, but it's time for you to go ahead and be a goddamn homemaker and have some babies and get married. So he's offending everyone. And I love how the people on the right are like, yeah, well, you know what? Half the country feels that way. Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. Okay. Are you telling me that MAGA guy is the guy who holds his wife under his thumb and says, you're going to stay at home and you're going to work? Because MAGA fuck doesn't make enough money so that she can stay at home and take care of the kids. So shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. By the way, when I first beat the shit out of Harrison Butker 2 days ago, you know, that story went around the world. All of a sudden, everybody knows who this fuck's name is. And so even my daughter, my very gay daughter, comes up and goes, do you know who Harrison Butker is? I go, I sure do. I talked about him today, Madison. She says, oh, I hate him. Everybody hates him now. I go, I know. So I played my audio of me beating the shit out of him after it first went down. And I'm talking so much shit. She goes, oh, my God, I love the way you talk. I go, what? Because I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know, the usual asshole-ish language that I use. She goes, I just love how you just speak whatever the fuck or whatever the hell. She didn't swear. Whatever the hell you want to say, you just say it. I go, yeah. Well, that's the only way to live. Nick says, didn't you live the exact same life that he is proposing? Well, why do you ask? What are you getting at? So what? I didn't make my wife do it, though. That's the difference. I didn't say to my wife, you should be at home watching the kids. I should be providing for you. At the time, I made a boatload of money. And she said, do you want me to work? And I said, no, no. If you want to, I don't care. So she was like a lunch lady in the school. So go fuck yourself with that. I just thoroughly thrashed you. Yes, my wife did stay at home quite a bit. And then when I ended up losing jobs and, came back to the pack on earning, no, she went right back to work. No big deal. What the fuck are you doing trying to pick a fight about that, you cocksucker? What the fuck is wrong with you? Even Kenny noticed it. He says, LOL, shit, picking a fight, Arc Flash. Yeah, so fuck all that. What do you think? Do you think the girls should be stuck at home in the kitchen? I know for a fact, you asshole, that if you tried that shit with your significant other, forget the nice lady's name, she'd beat the shit out of you. Corey says, I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up. That's a drop we used to have on the show. Patrick says, you can live that life, but you shouldn't impose your beliefs on others to live the same life. Yeah, that's so not the same, Nick. At any one point did I ever say, hey, I want you guys to know that you should all be earning so that your wife should stay at home. Those words have never crossed my lips. All right. Kenny says, God, it's so much better when Eric's mad at somebody else. So I have a theory that you wrote that just so that I'd talk about you. You know, 95% of the audience here believes that. Like if I'm focused on another audience member and calling them a dick, okay, and then you chime in, most of the audience believes that the chiming in portion is when you're saying, uh-oh, he's not talking about me. So now I've got to comment and get him to talk about me. You know how many times, and it's not my thinking, you know how many times that's been floated to me by everybody in the chat? It's incredible. You can never just sit back and enjoy it. You've always got to throw in your 2 cents. Kenny says, no, I don't want you to talk about me. Well, that's what you're writing, but what you write and what you feel, it's theorized, are two different things. I did a poll of all chat members, and 9 out of 10 said that if I'm yelling at another member of the audience and you chime in, it's because you're jealous. Now, I don't believe that, but everybody does. So I don't know, man. And you did just prove it right there. You kind of just walked right into it. Like if I'm there beating the shit out of Nick, enjoy it, have a good time talking how stupid he is, and you write, yeah, hey, it's a lot better when he's making fun of someone else and yelling at them instead of me. Jeez, I sure hope to fucking God he talks about me. See, I don't believe that. That's what they said. He says, I can never just participate. It's always something else with you. It's not me. I already told you. I don't believe that. Okay. He says, nobody says this but you. There's a very hefty 31 viewers in here. My question to you is, do you think that if Kenny's not being spoken about, he will attempt to be spoken about by entering something in the chat? Like if I'm yelling, you see what I'm saying? Do you agree or disagree? If I am yelling at someone else and Kenny throws his 2 cents in and says, yeah, I'm just glad it's not about me. Is he trying to get me to focus on him? You have to say, is that correct? Ryan says 100% absolutely. Corey says yes. Jeremy says yes. Bluestead Rob says yes. You have to either agree or disagree. And it's okay if you disagree. I'm not going to try to sway you one way or the other. I'm just telling you, Kenny, that's what they think. And you're blaming me. You cannot blame me. Some of you, and if it's okay to say no, I don't want anybody being intimidated by me. Becca says I'm Switzerland. Ryan says it's honestly the only reason I listen to the show. It's as predictable as a wrong weather forecast. Well, that's kind of hurtful because I would like to think that there will be more reasons for you to listen to this show, Ryan. Jeremy says 4 texts equals 4 million agreements. That's how it is. Oh, here we go. Now, this is where the butthurt starts. Well, you won't have a reason anymore, Ryan. Come on, you can't be butthurt about this. This is funny. You are never, ever allowed to take anything seriously on this show. All right? Corey says the beat-ups are a major draw of the show. Exactly. Like fuckface Nick. Remember we were talking about Nick a short while ago? Oh, my God. And now we're talking about this. Chris says, I don't think it's intentional, but it does happen. Ryan says, I like a good beating. All right. Can you at least understand where these people are coming from, Kenneth? I'm floating that idea out there. Not everybody agrees with it. All right. Hang on. I need something to drink. I'm parched. Because my body's full of steroids again. I looked up, is it okay to be on prednisone for life? Because the pain I'm feeling is not there in my shoulder when the prednisone is flowing through my veins. Joe Martinez says, Kenny, who gives a crap what Eric says anyways? This is a guy who believes everything his doctor says. Okay. Now, look, I've already painted a picture for you about show anti-vaxxer Joe Martinez. I told you about the scenario, how his children, his sons-in-law, all just ignore him when he says things like, look, I want you to have your babies at home. And I will deliver the babies. We don't need doctors. And they just go, oh, okay, thanks, Dad. They just roll their eyes and they just ignore him. So he gets that treatment, thank God, from people at home. But here he plants his flag firmly in his ignorance about how, you know, doctors are a bad thing. And I don't want any of you. Well, I guess it's fine that he says it here because this is all about free speech here. You can say whatever the hell you want. But my God, I cannot believe when it comes to the birth of your grandchildren, you told everybody that an OBGYN is horrible. All doctors are bad. I don't understand it. That's a very weird scenario that you have there. I don't want to be around you if I need any hospital care. So if I cut my leg off with a chainsaw, Joe Martinez says, no, do not go to a doctor. Unbelievable. Blue State Rob says you can live steroid dependent. Not great, but you haven't even seen a specialist yet. So I listen to the doctor. Yeah, I'm gonna. And so they're going to take that MRI and have a look-see and see what's up. So at the MRI, I talked about this with Kenny, actually, yesterday on the Patreon, on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, before he got all needy on here and started to demand attention. He says, seriously, though, will you ever ask your doc about a chiropractor? And I go, yes. I'm going to bring it up. If it gets to a point where after the MRI, he starts talking about operating, all right? And then I'm going to be like, okay, so now I have a couple people who have suggested to me that a chiropractor might be able to do something. What do you think about that? And I'll get the opinion of it at that point. So that is a measure. That's kind of like towing the water of the silliness that you morons have offered me with your armchair doctor type of shit. So there's that. I also heard from Shawnee over at Green Medicine Shop. They're not currently marketing, but they plan on getting back in the future. But she said, I want you to try CBD. I want you to try it for twice a day for a week and tell me how the symptoms are. And that is also an alternative medicine source. I would also be willing. I said, I didn't even think about that. And I've got the product here at the house. I'm all for trying it. Joe Martinez says that my doctor will say it won't work. Now, I don't think that's true because there's a lot of doctors who actually do support chiropractic care. I've done a lot of shit talking about it, but there are a lot of physicians who swear by it. So I don't know if that's true. I know this. Joe deals in absolutes. Okay. So you have to take everything he says with a grain of salt. There's only one thing that Joe Martinez can talk about with a level of expertise. And that is my air conditioner, my furnace, and my water heater. That is it. Other than that, he has zero acumen for anything else that I can think of. Maybe hockey. Hockey. That's about it. Ryan says every HVAC professional knows that when you cut into your body with things like chainsaws, the only place to go is the chiropractor. Emergency rooms are clearly for homeless people. Blue State Rob says duct work and the cardiac and circulatory systems are kind of similar. I'm going to ask my HVAC guy what he recommends for cholesterol. Chris says BS. He can run a health department. Joe says, no. If I would have listened to a doctor a year ago, I would be on medication like you. All right. You do know, though. Agree or disagree? Are all patients the same or are they different? That isn't an agree or disagree question. You would have to answer. Is care for one person the same for another? I would say no. Which is why when you say, oh yeah, it worked for me, thus it must work for everyone else. That's silly. That is a loser thinking is what that is. Losers think like that. Old people stuck in their ways and say, bah humbug. That's dumb. Everybody's making fun of you about this. Listen to what Tyler says. I tried telling my diabetic sister-in-law to stop taking her insulin and see a chiropractor, but she won't listen to me. You see what I mean there? It's stupid. You're saying dumb shit. I mean, people trust you with their very important systems here, and here you are. You're acting like a crazy man. You got to stop. God damn it. Holy shit. He says, this is just a joke. Yep, that's why I exercise. I drink beer and can move, and also my pecker works. How about you? You see, that's just insulting. That's all you're doing is insulting me because I have health problems. And you're totally just like low blow hurting me like that. That's not fair at all. Excuse me because I don't have the same health setup as you do right now. God damn. Nick says, us tradesmen are invincible. Oh, great. Here we go. And then Megan, in a fine ADHD moment, says, oh, hey, Joe, what's your beer of choice? What? From out of left field, here comes no Ritalin. God damn. All right, enough of this shit. I have a hot take. Not really. I think it's a hot take is one where you stick your neck out and nobody else is thinking what you're thinking. But I was thinking about this during all this Harrison Butker shit, and I was like, God damn it! You know, this guy said all this shit, and the NFL came out and they said, yes, he did this in his own personal time. We do not support this. And that's it. They're not going to do anything to him. And you know, I kind of started to consider the fact that Kaepernick took a knee because he wasn't happy with the way black people were being treated by cops. It was for racial equality. And he took a knee during the national anthem. And everybody lost their fucking shit. After that year, he was done with the 49ers. He actually opted out. And I don't know if that was a forced out. We have no idea. But never played football again, blacklisted. And for a few years after, he had plenty of ability to play. I mean, he had played 6 years with the 49ers, five of them as a starter. The team went to the Super Bowl. He's a good quarterback. And never plays football again. So he's making a stand for racial equality. Meanwhile, people like Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is the anti-vax king. He floats the idea on some shitty podcast, even shittier than mine, that Sandy Hook was all those theater actors. He probably spewed that same bullshit that Alex Jones did. And all that other nonsense that he's put people through with his bullshit. And then you have Harrison Butker saying women should stay in the kitchen. Women should be housewives. And all the anti-gay shit he said. And the NFL doesn't do anything. Holy fuck. I mean, think about that. That's an unbelievable hypocrisy. The NFL is all about the brand, and they've got these two dirtbags doing everything that goes against the brand. And you got Kaepernick, who actually took a knee for something good, in my opinion, and everybody lost their fucking shit. The writer for MSNBC who wrote about it, he said the Jets should have parted ways with Aaron Rodgers for all his bullshit. The Chiefs should part ways with Harrison Butker for what the fuck he did. I think the only difference is that it happened when he was in a uniform. Kaepernick was in uniform, but I don't even think that that's that big of a deal. I think this is a horrible injustice all the way around. That's the way I felt about Kaepernick. At first, I was like, oh, no, fuck him. I'm sick and tired of this shit. No, bullshit. Bullshit. That's wrong. He knelt for the right reasons. And anybody who has a problem with that is a fucking asshole. Everyone was like, oh, he's anti-cop. He's anti-cop. But the only thing that Kaepernick that was a little bit off the reservation, I thought, was when he wore the socks with cops that looked like pigs. But whatever. Who gives a shit? At the end of the day, he was still pissed off because a cop killed a black guy. You know, the cop who's now in prison for killing the black guy. So, fuck that shit. The NFL is very hypocritical because of this. Anyway, that's just my two cents. Megan says, it's time for another dose of Ritalin. Thanks for the reminder. Joe Martinez says, you see, Kenny, how easy that was. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Scheffler is currently in seventh place. Amy says, Megan, you're so funny with her out of the blue. Joe, what kind of beer do you drink? I could be having a discussion. I'm having a discussion with Joe about going to the doctor, and he happens to say that he drinks beer. Hey, what beer do you drink? Woo-hoo! Slow down, my dear. Coffee was good this morning. Thank you, Chris says to Megan. Scheffler is currently seventh. I said that. Stevie is here. Hello to you. Just because you're pro-black doesn't mean you're anti-cop. All right. Off and running. Now, if you're watching the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for being here. If you sign up on Patreon, you can check out yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we had a preview of a new show that we will be debuting on Patreon called Talking Sex with Jimmy in Maine and Amanda. I will spin a wheel. It'll land on a topic, and these two will discuss it. Now, Amanda is an absolute queen when it comes to sex. She knows everything there is to know about it. She used to sell Pure Romance, which is all those products that you use to enhance your sex life. And Jimmy lives in his mom's basement. So there you go. I mean, and he's in beautiful Maine, and he's a goddamn Northern Hilljack. So, I mean, we talked about eating ass yesterday, and he said, well, I've never eaten ass. So we were posing a terrific question, what would you do if you're eating ass and there's an errant shit stain right where your tongue is? And so, I mean, it was incredible. It was a great moment. So that's the kind of hard-hitting expose type of material we'll be covering in Talking Sex with Amanda and Jimmy. So we had a little preview of that on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we let these two podcasting stalwarts have it out in this point counterpoint. And it was fucking great. So you got to sign up, patreon.com/Eric Zane, to get the 7 days free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. And you got to put in a payment form, but you cancel it right after. Then you get the 7 days. And then you decide after that whether or not you want to sign up again and actually give me money, $5 or $10 a month. So there you go. I've got the 7 days free for you. And then, of course, we did Who Are These Zanes, which it was all right, but I felt it was kind of a bust, because we had trouble getting momentum. There was some tech issues. Then my wife got pissed off at me. And, it was kind of an abortion. I didn't feel that great about it. But I think we did have some high points on it, but I was massively distracted. But there you go. That all happened yesterday on a Big Fraud Thursday. And, off and running. So thank you so much for being here. I'm going to kick you out now, though, if you're on Facebook, X, and YouTube. You can follow me and check out the rest of the show on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. The live stream and open of today's show brought to you by King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Their website is kingsroom.net. They are awesome. Guys get their hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, or chicks who like short hair. You cannot go wrong with King's Room Barbershop. I need to get over there. I will try today. Kingsroom.net for more information. My friends at Impact Power Sports, they are at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Good group over there. In fact, let me check something out here. Impact. Specialize in ATVs, UTVs. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. I think I said that right the first time. More fun for less. Find your vehicle. Get over there and shop, or just check it out online. You can get stuff like this: ATVs, dirt bikes, go-karts, golf carts, mopeds, trailers, trikes, UTVs, electric vehicles, electric bicycles, roadsters. Those are those like three-wheeled cars. Not to mention Yamaha golf carts. Full selection, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They got a repair shop there for you. We can get anything repaired that you might need worked on, and on and on and on. So there you go. They're on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Thank you so much to my friends at Impact Power Sports. Scotty Scheffler. First three holes, birdie, bogey, birdie. Not bad. Patrick says, on who are these Zanes? The radio blackface was incredible. You will hear a comedy bit that I wrote with Bill Kidd at IMZ that Chris K described as it's the equivalent of radio blackface. We did like some racist bit that we thought was funny where we did impressions of black people. It was ugly. Really bad. Stevie says, I can't wait for talking sex. Amy says, I can't wait to see this. Ryan refers to Amanda as a true librarian of sex. So true. All right. Rick from TC Paintball invites you to go to his website, tcpaintballgr.com, to check him out and book an event at TC Paintball. Fun for you and everyone around you. Could be the folks at work getting ready for some workplace team building, maybe your athletic team, maybe the kids in the neighborhood, the dads, a bachelor party, you name it. tcpaintballgr.com. You just walk in, have some crappy clothes that you don't mind getting dirty. You pay one fee, you get the paint, you get the gun, you get the mask, you get the field time, and away you go. They are in the middle of Grand Rapids, actually in Walker, I think, right across the street from where Bissell is. tcpaintballgr.com. You can't miss it. And then, of course, Blue Frost IT. If you have any tech issues at your home or your business, reach out to Blue Frost IT. You can call 616-200-8550. That is 616-200-8550. 8550. All right. Easy has to go tinkle. I'll let you guys talk about how doctor's care is very important. You can talk about how Kenny is now silent because thouest, buttest, hurtest. He's pouting now. He's completely pouting. He is butt hurt. He's probably not even here. Yeah, he's not even here. What a huge pussy. Oh, my God. All right. I got to go potty. Hey, I'm back. Sir, Bob says, the Daily Kenny beat-ups are a show staple. Every day he has 5 minutes penciled in for it. Never. I never plan on a Kenny beat-up. One of the things about Kenny that he does is, like, we were talking about, it's just a perfect example. Everything's literal. Like there was one time I asked him if I think I was talking about weight loss and I said, yeah, you got to lose like 700 or something like that. And obviously that's a joke. He'll go, well, that's not possible because I already weigh less than that. I weigh. And then he says his weight. And I go, it's a joke that you're ruining. That's a joke. Most people just go, oh, fuck off. Well, that's actually not possible because I don't weigh that much. So if I were to lose that much weight, that would be impossible because I don't weigh that much, you see. So that's not accurate. Really? Oh, good thing you told me. I actually thought that you lost 700 pounds or you need to lose 700 pounds. It's a joke. You're wrecking it when you speak. You're supposed to go, yeah, fuck off. So now he's left. He's actually left the show. He's pouting. Oh, my God. Joe Martinez says, weren't you just crying because I was picking on you about your health? No, I wasn't crying. I was destroying you, which is easy to do because you're dumb. That's not crying. That's sport. That's laughter. That's enjoyment is what that is, which it's not hard to do. Oh, my God, you're the one who doesn't, when someone has a baby, you don't want them to go see a doctor. Holy shit. He goes, no, you were crying. Okay, I was crying. Oh, you're right. I was crying. Corey says, it's funny when people don't realize that if they didn't share so much personal information, there wouldn't be so many things to make fun of them about. Oh, exactly. Exactly. I wish I knew more about everybody on this show so that I could have more ammo. But some of you are smart and you keep it close to the vest. Because I think every one of us has something about us that is worthy of being hammered about. Now, I have a lot, but it just so happens that I'm the best at deflecting. Okay? There's no one better than me. Let's see. Your words, he writes, Joe writes, your words said you're picking on me because of my health. Yeah, you are. So what? You can. I'm still better than you. Anyway, that's enough of that. I'm tired of you. Go away.
I'm here.
I want to share something that our good pal Megan sent, and it's the joy of Francis Bourgeois. Bourget? I think it's Francis Bourget. He's a Scottish foamer. I think he's Scottish. What is a foamer? A foamer is the guy who, or guy or girl, who loves trains. Like, and then follows, you know, knows the names of all the trains, what type of locomotives they are, what lines they follow. And he's in Scotland. And the interesting thing about this guy is how excited he gets.
I'm waiting here.
When he sees a train. This is his, there's two videos here. And I think there's been times when I've been critical of these people and said they're crazy. I don't think he's crazy. I think he's just, I don't know, he might have a little kiss of autism or something. I'm not sure, but he gets great joy out of seeing trains.
I'm here in the West Highlands of Scotland today to see two Class 37s rupture out from this tunnel behind me. I know the driver, he's called Kushti, and he's a proper legend. Needless to say,
he's a proper legend.
Hey, the thrash handle is going to be wide open.
I apologize that it's small, but... Okay, now you see that strap on his head? Because he's got the camera, he's got a camera that's videoing him and another camera that he's using to video the train. And the one on his head is shooting his facial reaction. And the camera is a weirdo fisheye lens, so it distorts his features. But he knows that that's the moneymaker. He knows that that's the actual joy on his face from the fisheye lens is what people care about because it's fucking great.
Oh my God. Kushti driving, but he was in the second man seat. Oh, I'm gonna chase it. I had to chase it.
Now he's moved to another spot.
Over the famous Glenfinnan Viaduct. Over they go. I'm gonna carry on chasing it.
Oh God. Oh, he falls down.
Oh God. Oh, that's very, very unpleasant.
However, I did catch the Class 37s one more time, which was very pleasant.
So, I don't know what it is, but these people known as foamers, when they see trains, they lose their shit. And I don't think there's anything else in the world that a person loses their shit about with more intensity than foamers. Like, let's say you're a fan of the Rolling Stones. I don't think that they would react as strong as like this. And I mean, it's a goddamn train. Who gives a shit? This is another clip of this same dude.
I'm waiting here in the middle of the Scottish Highlands to witness something very special.
Isn't that just magical?
This is a Black 5 steam locomotive travelling over the Kyle Line, which my great-great-uncle Torquil saved from closure 50 years ago. And without his tireless campaigning for 11 years, I wouldn't be able to see this beautiful spectacle today.
This is when we built amazing machines. 1945. Oh, and the deer as well. Hello, deer.
Hello, deer.
Oh, thank you, Torquil, for helping to save such an amazing line. Because without you, I wouldn't be able to see the train. Oh, thank you, Torquil. I'm overwhelmed with emotion.
Oh, I love this guy. Jesus Christ.
How beautiful that is. Oh, my God.
I'm getting joy not out of watching the train, out of watching him lose his mind over the train. Look at him, he's crying. Oh my God. That is so funny. Holy shit. Oh. You know that somebody hates on this guy. I'll bet you that before I got older, like if I was 42 or if I was 43 instead of 53, I probably would have said bad things about him. I mean, there's no doubt that he's jizzed his pants when that's happened. And that's what I want to know. Have you ever orgasmed when you've... I mean, are you having a sexual moment? I need to know that. Stevie says the same thing. Does he have some of the tism? He might. He might be kissed with tism. Blue State Rob says, so he's a real life Sheldon Cooper. And oh yeah, he has a future on Netflix, Love on the Spectrum. I don't know who Sheldon Cooper is. He says, interesting. This is exactly like watching one of Corey's Twitch streams. Got a rhythm with the tism. Ryan says, Corey, you need to get that face camera angle going. Nick says, I'd flip him off if I was a conductor. Fuck you. Yes. Oh, my God. Blue State Rob says, you got to get him on the podcast. That's a great idea. That is a great idea. Get Fomer on the podcast. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm pretty sure this guy is a star. I think he makes money off of this. Cheap viewers on streambro.com. Oh, yeah, I don't know what that is. I think that's a spam. Can you get him on the podcast? Oh, my God, that would be a great idea. That is a great idea. I will definitely try to do that. Okay. You see that there where it says solo, whatever? Cheap viewers. What they try to get you to do is buy viewers. And that, what a... Who the fuck is going to do that? My God. And what does that even do? Does that help you in some way? I don't know. How about just do a good show that's interesting? Wouldn't that help? Francis, I guess you say Bourgeois. I don't know how to say his name. He has 3.1 million followers. He's got 70.3 million likes. These videos get hundreds of thousands of views, and you click on any one of them, and it's basically the same thing of him just being happy. He is making a living
I'm
being happy.
I'm feeling melancholic today.
I'm happy for him to do that. Who would have dreamt that somebody could just be silly and it would work out? Nick says, Patriot, Nick bought you many viewers. He did? How do you know that? I don't remember that. If I did, I'm not aware of it. Bought me viewers? That's not good.
As my favorite class 56, 56081, is having its last day on the rails today.
Shit.
It's going to be converted into a class 69, and that Maxman Rustum 16-cylinder engine will never scream again.
At Stafford Station, I was able to hear its thrash one last time.
Goodbye, 56!
And here, just outside of Stoke, is where 56081 finishes its life on the railway.
Wow. So odd.
Goodbye, 56081! Thanks for everything.
It's a little unnerving.
For all the good times.
He's doing like a candle in the wind.
I now have a shrine for 56081, comprising of my Cavalex model and a drawing from my friend Ed. If you're interested in a print of this drawing, I've added a link in the comments.
Okay, say what you want, all right? But this guy is living his best fucking life. This is truly what he loves. And he's fucking making money off of it. He's got to be able to make a steady income with 3.1 million followers. That is incredible. This is, he's a nice guy, it appears. He seems like he's kind of like a little dorky. I'm guessing he's a straight shooter. And what type of woman would you pick up with that? I mean, there's got to be a woman in his life, right? I mean, there's somebody for everybody. Maybe not a crybaby who gets butt hurt at jokes on a podcast. I don't know. Maybe not that. But this guy for sure. Tona Dan says Greta Thunberg. Stevie says if this was in the U.S., they'd be covered in graffiti, sadly. All right. Blue State Rob says, no, it was a joke about how much money he spent on gifting subs. Okay, yeah, he definitely did that. That I do know. Blue State Rob says, if he has money, he'll get some pussy. Not sure what kind, but he'll get some. You got to be able to reach out to this guy quite easily, right? Through TikTok? Can you do that? Can you message people on TikTok? I know so little. He's got a ton of videos. Some of them are in the millions of viewers. And he's been doing this for quite some time because we've seen him age. Much younger in some of these videos. It looks like in this one, someone's reacting.
Look, Swarms!
Yeah?
Look, Swarms, there's a train coming. Let's get it to halt.
Yeah, no, I can't lie. No, you done your thing. Yes, proper storm. I'll be on the map or not.
All right, that was a waste of time. This has obviously run out. All right, very good. Thank you, Megan. I appreciate that. If you can get him, can you make sure he's not a guest on this show, but instead on Talking Sex? Ooh, wow. That's tall order. Blue State Rob says you should be able to DM him to get him on the show. Well, maybe. All right, a couple videos I want to share. This is one. Airline workers, they've got the, they put the steps up to the plane so you can get in. Co-workers screwed this guy. This is in Indonesia. If you take a look here, the steps are up to the plane. And then there's a guy. He's supposed to step out onto this jetway here. But the fucking assholes have moved it so that He went ahead and fell out of the plane. Let's take a look at the video here. He's looking back into the plane saying like, all right, yeah, have a good flight. And there goes that leg while they move that fucking thing. And then down he goes. Oh, that is rough. Right on his tailbone. Oh, boy. How badly was he hurt? He could have been hurt very badly. It says the man suffered serious injuries, but none are said to be life-threatening. They're investigating the incident. The fall in question violates aviation rules, which requires the mobile ladder to remain in place until the plane doors close. So that's a big no-no. That's a lawsuit. Oh! My God. Then how about this one? Dominican Republic machete fight. Man's hand cut off. Picks it up ever. After. Why does it say NBD? What does that stand for? Picks it up after. NBD. All right. Here we go. It's like Luke and Anakin. Okay, this is the guy in the blue shirt is missing his hand, I guess. Get out of the way, man. Okay, what's blurred is where the hand was. Gets his hand. Now he's got his hand. Oh, no. Hold on. I didn't see the hand go flying off. Okay, it flew off there. Still on. Hand still on. Right there. Okay, it just flew off. There it is. That's all you see. Now he's fighting with one hand. Wow, fucking crazy. Two men got into an old school sword duel down in the Dominican Republic. Blue State Rob says, wish we could see if it was all Muppety floppity crack-a-lacka. No, this doesn't qualify. It's gone. This altercation is absolutely unbelievable. Seriously looking like something straight out of a movie. And that's it. The guy picked up the hand. Unclear if they were able to salvage it. I mean, I seriously doubt it. I mean, he probably doesn't have transportation. These are poor people. Get to a hospital. He had to walk to a hospital, probably holding on to his hand. You know, you'd be in total shock. My God. Jesus. That is unbelievable. That is something. All right. Tyler says, I hope he gets a wooden hand like the dude from Happy Gilmore. Yeah, Chubbs. Yep. Incredible. Guy who fell out of the plane. Donut Dan says, damn Boeing worker. Yeah, Boeing, that's a mess. My God. All right. I'll be at Berlin Raceway this weekend, and I'd like you to go. $14 a pop. Weather's going to be great. $14 a pop if you want to go to Berlin Raceway. Just buy your tickets online at berlinraceway.com, and that's all year long. They're 18 if you get them at the gate. So $14 a ticket, parking free, 15 and under free. Bring your cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller, with all your goodies in it, your snacks. No glass, no booze, please. At Berlin Raceway, racing action this weekend. I will be there. Come and hang out with me. Cutie Patootie, Kevin Kuypers is going. So we'll be hanging out. Get a ticket and say hello. My Vouch store is open. You go to vouch.store/Eric Zane. Check out all the products that are for sale right now. Vouch combines creators with small businesses. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. The Camp Craft cocktails. Hey, how did it turn out for you? Was it Rebecca or Becky who actually used the Camp Craft cocktails? How did it go? I need a report on your Camp Craft cocktails. You can pick those up on my Vouch store. There you go. All right. No matter where you are in the U.S., you can take advantage of My Policy Shop Insurance, Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you want to get started on getting a healthcare policy through healthcare.gov. Frank can help you with any type of insurance. One of the things that he specializes in is getting you your Obamacare, which you can do. You can just go to healthcare.gov and do it yourself. But why? There are a few things, best practices and whatnot, that you would need to follow. And if you're not an expert in it, like Frank is, you can make a mistake and suddenly you have the coverage that you don't want. So have Frank do it. It doesn't cost you anything other than a phone call. Get started at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for Frank Fuss. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Go to irvines.com to check out all of the amazing reviews that they have from satisfied customers who don't have a podcast that are just like, oh, you've helped me. And I got to tell the world. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Talking A&E Heating and Cooling. Yes, he is a pain in my asshole. Yes, he is an absolute legend at making sure your HVAC systems are running perfectly. That cannot be taken away from him. His expertise is unparalleled. Now, where he gets in the weeds are his ridiculous old school caveman thoughts and theories about medicine in the United States. Okay? Do not take his advice on going to see the doctor. Take his advice on heating and cooling. Joe Martinez at 616-516-8579. So when he goes to your house to work on your AC, and you say, oh, God, man, I forgot. I got to go get my flu shot. He's going to say, no, don't do that, senor. That's just big doctor trying to screw you. Don't trust your physician. Oh, man, I got cancer. I'm supposed to go for chemo. Ay, ay, ay. Don't do it. Don't do it, man. That's just make you weak like big nose podcast asshole, senor. Tu madre es una puta. Oh, okay, thanks. Call Joe today and tell him he's dumb with his dumbass opinions about medicine. 616-516-8579 today. All right. And finally, Van Dyke Mortgage, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Get into a mortgage today with Mario. 231-332-6505. I had a radio issue yesterday, and this, I think my act is wearing thin there, and this is what I mean by this. So I sit here, I do the show, and on like Wednesday or Tuesday, I'll get an email from JC, the number two, and he's in charge of all the programming. And he says to me, EZ, Thursday of this week, and every Thursday, we do Three-Peat Thursday. At the top of every hour, starting at 9 a.m. all the way to 5 p.m., we play three songs from one artist, Three-Peat Thursday. And this is like 2 months ago. And every Thursday, I fucking forget. So at 8:52, I'm talking on the air. And I should say, all right, coming up in just a few minutes, Three-Peat Thursday, I'll feature three from Led Zeppelin. What do I do? Not that. And I say, all right, coming up, more music. Well, we'll be back after these words. Boom. And that's the time when I should be promoting 3-Peat Thursday. But it did not. And sure enough, 9 a.m. rolls around. And instead of 3-Peat Thursday, I'm playing like a fucking... I'm not playing 3-Peat Thursday. I'm doing something else. But the songs still come up in the automation. I'm like, uh-oh. I see there's three Led Zeppelin songs. It's 9:15. I haven't played. Oh, my God. About that time, I look at my phone. Missed calls from JC. It texts us. It's 3-Peat Thursday. Come on. What the fuck? And I'm like, oh, shit. Dude, I'm so sorry. So now there's an audience member named Heather who listens to the radio station in every waking hour. She says, easy. Previous morning, people had made the same mistake. I used to send reminders to them. Do you want me to send a reminder to you that it's 3-Peat Thursday on Thursday? And I go, yeah. Yeah, I do. Would you please? She goes, I will do that for you. And I go, well, you're incredible. Thank you so much. I cannot remember it to save my fucking life. I'm such an asshole. My God. Whatever happened to the grumpy guy telling you not to talk over the songs? Oh, he's still there. He's like my best friend now. How about hire EZ for a cameo ad? You don't need chemo, just a couple beers and a bottle of tequila. Next Thursday, can you do a 3-peat of Boston? The guy, he hates Boston. How the fuck can you hate Boston? Stevie says, or set a reminder on your phone. Absolutely. That's what mature people do. Assholes like me don't do that. Fuck. Holy shit. All right. Asshole of the day nominations. Well, it's definitely not guy who gets hard over trains. Maybe the airlines that caused that guy to get hurt. I don't know. Dominican Republican fight. Kenny being a crybaby. He's a nominee. Joe Martinez isn't a nominee just because he's expressing himself. I don't have any problem with that. How about Scotty Scheffler? Well, we don't know enough about Scotty Scheffler, do we? Or should we just assume that he was being an asshole? I don't think that's too far-fetched. Yesterday's asshole today again was Harrison Butker. I talked about Kaepernick versus Butker and the hypocrisy of the NFL. Completely hypocritical. JC for hating Boston. Bob says, oh, that wasn't a joke. He actually does hate Boston. Yeah, and I was talking about today, and he sent me a text, and he wrote, Tom Scholes, horrible person. And I'm like, oh, no, what did he do? And I wrote, as if all the other great rock stars played on Q100 are wonderful souls, LOL, LOL. One thing I've, what do you call it? Wondered about is like there's a song by Jimi Hendrix called Hey Joe, and the lyrics go, hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? He said, I'm going down to shoot my old lady. I caught her messing around with another man. And then another one, yeah, I gave her the gun. I shot her. Hey Joe, where are you going to run to now? Yeah, I'm going to go down to Mexico way. And then at one point when he's doing his solo, he goes, shoot her one more time for me. How is that okay? Yeah, I shot my old lady. I caught her messing around with another man. And I gave her the gun. Shoot her one more time for me. That's awful. All right. It's between Scotty Scheffler for acting like an asshole when a guy got run over. Or Kenny for, again, getting hurt. And then crying and leaving the podcast. Chris says, if you want to get some song requests on Q100, you got to call EZ and you'll talk to the main man. Blue State Rob says, Scheffler would get it automatically if Kenny didn't do Kenny stuff. Yeah, I don't know. This is tough. your asshole of the day. Brought to you by TC Paintball. It's going to go to Kenny. That is your asshole of the day for this, the 17th of May, 2024. Congratulations to you, buddy. I know that makes you proud. You feel good. I can't win. Boo-hoo. All right. I got a message from Linda. It is, she wrote, "This is disgusting." It's a New York Times article. Give me my glasses. That I can talk about on the Patreon. I'm like, what is disgusting? An upside-down flag adopted by Trump supporters contesting the Biden victory flew over the justice's front lawn as the Supreme Court was considering an election case. Wait a minute. This is published yesterday. After the 2020 presidential election, as some Trump supporters falsely claimed that Biden had stolen the office, many of them displayed a startling symbol outside their homes, on their cars, and in online posts, an upside-down American flag. One of the homes flying the inverted flag during that time was the residence of Supreme Court Justice Samuel A. Alito Jr. It was aloft on January 17th, 2021. Why is this a story now? I guess that's my question. Why is it? I mean, that was years ago. That is so weird. I can't even be pissed off because it was 3 years ago. So I guess the problem would be if you're contesting the victory of Biden and you're a justice of the Supreme Court, that's a horrible look. Agreed. But why are we talking about it when it happened in 2021? What the fuck? Very strange. All right. Hey. That's it for me. Y'all are awesome. Thank you. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till next time, bye-bye.